We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and for the next segment, we've got members of the Kansa student table joining us here. And we've got three different guests via Zoom. We'll run through each of them here. We'll talk to Father Gail Hammerschmidt with St. Isidore's Catholic Church and Student Center. Welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you, Brandon.
Absolutely. Good to have you here. Erica Bauer is K-State Hospitality Management Instructor, and she's also the Lacey's Fresh Fare and Catering Manager, which is operated in Justin Hall on the K-State campus. Erica, good to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Good morning.
And Kelly Whitehair also joins us. She's the Assistant Director, Dining Support Services, K-State Housing and Dining Services, and an instructor in the Department of Food, Nutrition, Dietetics, and Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you all here this morning, and we're going to talk about what the Kansa student table is, and you know, there's a lot of folks maybe aren't familiar with the good work that goes on with the Kansa student table. Father, if you want to kind of walk us back to what this program is and what the purpose is and the need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just maybe a brief apology to everybody who tries to travel Denison Avenue on about 5:30 on Wednesday afternoons. You might see that the traffic is backed up a touch. We try to do the best we can to alleviate that, but currently we're serving three booths of people who can come and get free meals, a meal for that evening, and then a sack lunch kind of, or a sack breakfast for the next day. It was something that came about in the middle of the pandemic a year ago. Vicki James of the Food and Farm Council of Riley County in Manhattan approached me, basically because St. Isidore's is the perfect location. I think she had heard that I also was hoping to have some opportunities to really provide some outreach to people in need because of the blessings that we've received here at St. Isidore's. We want to make sure that we don't just hold on to those for ourselves, but that we're always looking to give. Vicki with Food and Farm Council pointed out the reality of food insecurity in Riley County, especially amongst university students. We didn't have a good way of reaching out to the university students here locally, I mean, meaning near campus, so people could walk up and receive the assistance they needed, aside from some of the great things that are going on campus. And I shouldn't say that we didn't have anything, because there's many good things going on campus, but this is just some added assistance for those who are in need. Obviously, food insecurity can happen to anyone for unforeseen circumstance with expenses or a job loss, COVID illness. And so this is a program that began in our minds maybe a year and a few months ago. We kind of put a team together, which included Erica and Lacey's Kitchen that provides the food, Kelly Housing and Dining, who helps us to especially transport the food, Food and Farm Council, St. Isidore's. And so just a lot of good things just fell into place. Now, the cool thing about this, and probably why we're even on the radio today, is next Wednesday, we will celebrate one year of actually operating the Kansa student table. And we will also be handing out our 20,000th free meal. So in 1 year, 20,000 meals. What a blessing. And the need is very real, surprisingly real. And so, again, an incredible blessing to be able to be a part of this team and to provide this service for our students.
Wow, that's significant. And you think of the number 20,000, and you know, that's about the enrollment at K-State, pretty close. But that's impressive, and it's really worked well. I've been out there a couple times just to kind of see how it works, and it's really nice, and the food's good, and the fellowship you get there as well. It's kind of quick, but you know, it's pretty nice to see.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly the food can get handed out. We, I think just this past Wednesday, had 500 meals, and we were basically had handed them out. We start serving at 5:30, probably started about 5:25, because again, traffic had spilled out into Denison Avenue, and we were down to about 30 meals left by, say, 5:45. It's a smooth operation. People are obviously in need, and our team works very well together. It's kind of fun to watch it come together.
And Brandon, you mentioned the word fellowship there, and I think that's important too, is that this is more than just giving them a meal and feeding their bodies. We have to nourish them. You know, we know that individuals who eat do well in school. That's what they're here for. We need them to be able to be attentive, be happy. I feel like when they come through, we're also socializing with them. And I think that was super important during COVID, especially when we knew they weren't getting a lot of interaction. You know, their kids come through in the backseat and they're like, Vicky, and they're waving at Vicky and high-fiving Erica. And like the dogs are saying hello in the backseats. And it's more than just a meal. I think we're giving that sense of security, even if it's just one time a week for them, and that sense of community. And we've built that community, but we're also welcoming new members to that community each and every week too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and Kelly, I know you've been at this through, you know, winds, the bitter cold. Now, February is probably just a nightmare trying to deal with all the extreme cold that we dealt with. And then, of course, the heat and the humidity. What's the past year been like for you in this program?
You know, I think the fact that when these individuals come through and get a meal, they are so gracious that we kind of forget about the weather. It seems we're shivering and we're sweating and everything, and we're dripping in rain like the very first meal we ever served, I believe it poured, if I remember right. But we have fun because we build that community and we know what we're doing is doing good. And I think that alleviates all the stress that it puts on us. I think we appreciate how gracious they are. That's something you don't always experience in all food settings. But this one's a little bit different. And you see those families that come through, and the fact that we have individuals who may come through, and this is their night out with the kids, is on Wednesdays when they come get that meal. And so we are having an impact. So our volunteers, they sign up, they hang in there with us. They bring their mittens and their rain boots, and you know, we've made it work, and hopefully this keeps going.
Let's talk about the meals. Who does all the preparation and service? I understand you have a real international flair with that.
Oh, absolutely, Brandon. We do. We have one of our outlets that we marketed towards was the international students on campus, because a lot of them, you know, they come with financial burdens because they have the extra expense of coming to the States and other expenses to stay in the States as well. So when I design the menus for the semester or even the month, it depends just based upon availability. I think about the international students, and you know, if you miss home, what's one thing that brings you back to life and brings you that excitement again and brings you a little bit of comfort is a meal from home. So what I did was I contacted our international office here on campus and said, hey, can you send me a list of where a majority of our international students are coming from? And I went through that list, and you know, I based my menu off of dishes from those specific countries. So that, you know, those individuals that, you know, are international, come to our school, can have a meal from home. Then not only does that help them out, but it also helps my students out with that are preparing the meals, because they get to prepare really unique dishes that most likely in any other setting they would never have the opportunity to prepare. And they'll get to work with unique ingredients. They'll get to work with different cooking techniques, and they'll also learn to prepare these items. And some of them even take the recipe and they make it at home for all of their roommates. So it's kind of cool. You know, it's the whole educational experience for them. So as long as I, you know, we have as many international students as we do here at K-State and ever increasing, you know, that's just going to challenge me a little bit more. There's like 192 countries. Sometimes people say 196, just depends. But, you know, we haven't reached that mark yet. We've only done 52. So there's quite a few more to go through. So we got at least another two more years of international meals coming. So it's pretty awesome.
That's great to hear. And, you know, and it's really neat to see that the variety. So it's not just the same thing each week. You got something different to look forward to. And who knows, maybe there's one week, if you've never tried a certain variety, hey, you get to try it. That's really awesome. Let's see. Well, how do people get involved if they want to donate to support this program, or if they want to volunteer to help serve meals?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way this works is it operates on donations. Without the good people of Manhattan and K-State, without them joining in and donating both of their time for volunteering, and I know one of the ladies will explain a little bit more how it is the ease of volunteering, but then also with donations. The money that we use to pay for the meals, it kind of flows through our accounting at St. Isidore. So if you want to donate, you would just go to stisidores.com, and that's STISIDORES. So ST for Saint, and then Isidores, ISIDORES.com. /donate. And then you get to that page, and you're going to see maybe five separate buttons of ways to donate to St. Isidore's. We're always looking for people to donate in many different ways. But one of the buttons is exactly for Kanza Student Table. And all of the money that goes to Kanza Student Table goes to Kanza Student Table. Maybe somebody's worried, you know, I'm not Catholic. I don't think that Father Gail Hammerschmidt is a good guy. I don't want him to get any of my money. All of that's wonderful. Kanza Student Table, click on that button, and we will make sure that every dollar that you give absolutely is going to support this program of feeding our students. This is how the program lasts. I think, you know, we've been able to do it based on donations for this first year. We're going to be okay for at least another year, but we want to make sure that this thing doesn't stop after 2 years. We want to make sure that Kansas State University is a place where everybody feels welcomed. They know that we care about them here. This community, Manhattan, cares about K-State, and I can't think of a better way than through this program. So please check out us out, stisidores.com/donate. Hit the button for Kanza Student Table. We'd love for this thing to be a part of who we are for years and years to come.
All right. Kelly, you have information on the signups there?
Yeah, and if you want to give back in other ways, and donating money isn't what you're wanting to do, if you're a student that comes through and you want to help out, check us out on social media. We have a link on all of those to where you can go to our sign-up page, and you can sign up to volunteer, and we have various shifts, whether it's helping over at Lacey's, doing some food packing, or if it's helping distribute the food the night of. Also, if you've got groups that are interested, they can sign up the whole group at once. You can adopt an evening if you want, basically. So there's a lot of ways to get involved with the program and give back.
All right. Well, it's a great program, and it's coming up on the 1 year, and you heard earlier, coming up on the 20,000th meal that will be served very, very soon. Is there anything else any of you would like to share before we wrap things up here?
I know that, you know, we were right prior to jumping on, the three of us were on this Zoom call together, and we did have the opportunity to share some stories with each other about the ways that this has impacted the students, that they feel it if they're not here on that Wednesday. If they miss out on that Wednesday, they've made known to Kelly and to Erica that it changes their week. So this does make an impact. Where there's even a great story of a gentleman who recognized one of the ladies standing next to him, was probably even in more need than he was, and so he offered his meal to her. We were happy to give her more than just one meal, but some beautiful stories of charity coming about from this, and just goodness. The goodness of K-Staters shines through, and the goodness of Manhattan as well. So we're just so extremely grateful for everybody who's a part of this.
That's wonderful. Well, keep up the good work. This is a great program, obviously, and every Wednesday, it's from, what time is it, 5 or 5:30? I can't remember.
Start at 5:30.
Okay. 5:30, and yeah. Just be patient. There's a little bit of traffic congestion in that area at that time. It's worth it because the meals are great, and this is a great service that's being done here by the Kanza Student Table. You guys, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, down the road here this fall.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you to all of our guests. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Manhattan Parks and Rec officials up next on News Radio KMAN.